Back now with Day to Day, Matthew McConaughey's Bare Chest opens in theaters across the country today. How did the critics like it and the other movies? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
For those of you looking for a little escape, maybe slip away to a movie set in Belgium, the land of gourmet chocolate and peat bogs. Yes, award-winning playwright Martin McDonagh writes and directs the crime comedy In Bruges, where two professional hitmen run off to the Belgian city to lay low after a job goes badly. Brendan Gleeson, Ralph Fiennes, and Colin Farrell star.
What is it you've done, Raymond?
Murder, father.
Why did you murder someone, Raymond?
For money.
Who did you murder for money, Raymond?
You, father.
Most of the critics applaud In Bruges, even though the LA Weekly complains a blurry mess of mixed motives. The Chicago Sun-Times raves an endlessly surprising, very dark human comedy, and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer shouts thoroughly engaging, if at times gleefully violent. And for those of you who want nothing to do with Belgium, and seeing how the Smurfs were created there, you may have an argument. How about a documentary that takes you across the heartland of America? Yes, Vince Vaughn hosts four young comedians as they perform 30 shows in 30 days. It's Wild West Comedy Show, 30 Days and 30 Nights, Hollywood to the Heartland.
And what do you do here in Lubbock?
My fiancé.
Very nice.
The critics are split on Vaughn's comedic travelogue. Entertainment Weekly was amused, cheering a loosey-goosey, what-the-hell spirit that's easy and fun to hook into, but the Associated Press snarls ends up feeling about as long and draggy as the title itself. So if Middle America and Europe don't do it for you, how about a lush, tropical, sun-drenched getaway adventure with Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey in Fool's Gold? Yes, they teamed up before in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and if you paid to see that, then you are morally obligated to go watch McConaughey play a modern-day treasure hunter who teams up with his ex-wife to find a Caribbean sunken treasure.
If we don't go after that treasure, it's going to haunt us the rest of our lives, and you know it. You really think I'd lie about this?
Why not? You're a liar.
I mean, this is such an inappropriate time to dwell on that.
The nation's reviewers want these two to walk the plank. Variety yawns a listless romantic comedy. The Village Voice voices, it isn't merely bad, it's so desperate that the actors can scarcely conceal their contempt for the material, and the New York Times sighs, dull and noisy. Well, it isn't easy to be an evenly tanned fortune hunter. Me? I need sunscreen repeatedly applied to my pale writerly body, and that's indoors. And my idea of a treasure hunt is finding an extra-large pair of cargo pants on sale.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who buys his pants in Los Angeles.